Welcome to the Sears Center Arena here in Hoffman Estates. You are listening to the Windy City Bulls Radio Network here on SportstownChicago.com. I'm Derek Tate, and I'm joined by Jonathan Hood along with Ryan Fahey, and on the sidelines, Ronna King and Rob Hill, as the Canton Charge visit the Windy City Bulls for some NBA G League action. Jonathan, tonight features two teams heading in different directions as the Charge are riding a three-game winning streak while the Bulls have dropped their last four. But there was a bright spot, and that was the debut of Walt Lemon Jr.
Yeah, Lemon has done a terrific job in his debut, had a double-double, 18 points along with 12 assists. You've been looking for someone from the point guard spot that could be able to be a catalyst offensively, and I think that Lemon so far has filled the bill.
Definitely has, and I'm looking forward to seeing exactly what he can do to build upon his strong debut for the Windy City Bulls. It was also a big night for Jakar Sampson, a season-high 29 points. But for the Charge, they had a nice six-day rest as they last played against the Windy City Bulls in Canton. But six players in double figures, but Scoochie Smith stood out to me, Jonathan.
Well, you look at Canton, the Charge right now, 3-1 in the month of December, taking on stalwarts like Fort Wayne and Long Island. They beat Windy City in their last game as well. So we're talking about two solid teams for sure in Windy City, kind of trying to figure out things. But I think that really stood out to me is Bonzi Colson, the Notre Dame product, his third triple-double. You take a look at Terry, also Emmanuel Terry, his first career double-double. So things are looking up for the Charge as well at 7-6 in the Eastern Conference.
7-6, and we already mentioned three-game winning streak. The Bulls actually have lost five straight here at home in the Sears Center Arena. They haven't won since opening night.
But, Eric, I think the thing that is really disappointing so far that the Bulls have to really turn around is just to be able to establish momentum coming out of halftime. We have seen many games, we've called many games here already this season, in which they play very well in the first quarter, and they kind of linger in the second quarter, but in the third quarter, they just are very lackluster defensively. Windy City averages over 100 points a game, but now the Bulls have now scored fewer than 100 points in 10 of their last 17 games.
And you mentioned they kind of get a little bit lax on defense in the second half, and that's kind of evident by the points in the paint. The Charge outscored the Bulls last Saturday 60-44, way too many easy baskets at the rim.
Absolutely. And that is really the hallmark of Windy City Bulls basketball, the inability to have resistance at the rim. In key spots at the end of quarters, you've got to be able, Derek, to be able to seal off the baselines. You've got to be able to move players off the three-point line. How many times have we seen games now where the opposition just kind of floats to the three-point line and be able to knock down threes? That has to stop. Maybe it stops tonight.
Well, you know that this team is capable of playing defense. They held the Charge to only 19 points in the second quarter, but you want to see a little bit more consistency and energy throughout the entire 48 minutes of the game.
See what happens tonight as the Bulls are 5-12. They really need a win more than anything else. We can break it down until the cows come home, but they need to be able to find a way to put it together for once here at home.
Absolutely. Got to defend home court. We're going to go ahead and throw it over to the public address announcer for the national anthem.
Presenting the colors for tonight's game is the Dirksen Elementary. And here to sing the Star Spangled Banner, please welcome Blackwell and Dooley Clorex. Thank you.
Beautiful rendition of the national anthem there as we go ahead and jump into the starting lineups for tonight's contest for the visiting Canton Charge. A forward, Sir Dominic Pointer, number 15 from St. John's. Alongside him in the front court, also Emmanuel Terry, fresh off of his first double-double, number 33 from Lincoln Memorial. Playing the big man role at only 6'6 from Notre Dame, number 35, Bonzi Colson. And in the backcourt from Dayton, a guard, number 11, Scoochie Smith. And also alongside him from Arizona, a guard, number 2, Kobe Simmons. For the home Windy City Bulls, your starting lineup in the backcourt. Number 32, Raleigh Alkins from Arizona. Alongside him in the backcourt, number 11, Michael Mulder, a guard from Kentucky. And the newly acquired guard from Bradley, number 25, Walter Lemon Jr. And in the front court, number 5 from Syracuse, C.J. Fair. And number 30, Jakar Sampson, the big man at 6'8 from St. John's. That is your starting lineup as we hear tip off here in Sears Center Arena. It is Dogs Night here in Hoffman Estates. Crowd continues to file in. As the Windy City Bulls are looking for their first win at home since November 2nd. They have dropped 5 straight. Only the Arizona G League team has dropped more games at home. They are 1-7. The Bulls are 1-5 here at the Sears Center Arena. As mentioned before, the Canton Charge come in at 7-6, riding a 3-game winning streak. They had almost a week off. And it's a back-to-back set against the Windy City Bulls.
One of the things, Derek, that you look at as the Windy City Bulls get introduced is that Windy City, at the half, their last game against Long Island, Windy City was down 4, 50-46. Then the third quarter, we talk about the disadvantage that sometimes that the Windy City Bulls have, you know, in the third quarter to start the quarter. 29-19 disadvantage in that game that really killed them. I mean, 21 points off the bench was not enough in their last game that Windy City played. Something else we want to point out, too, about their last game, Windy City shooting just 21% from three. Now, one thing we know about the ebb and flow of the G League is that guys are going to be able to pull up from the three-point line with not necessarily in the flow of the offense, because it is about free-flowing, the freedom of movement, being able to knock down threes. Just 21% shooting from three won't do, and only 9 free throw shots as well. I think that one of the things that we got to see from Windy City is to be able to utilize the Sears Center as home advantage. I called only one victory for Windy City so far. That was the opener against Lakeland, as you mentioned. But getting to the foul line, getting to the basket. I know we're in this G League and also in the NBA, college basketball, all about three-point shots. But you want to be able to also establish yourself going to the basket. John Paxson told me this many years ago. He said, if you establish rapport with the officials by showing that you're the aggressor going to the basket, you'll get more calls that way. I think Windy City, because they have penetrating guards, because they have bigs like Sampson, as you mentioned, you've got to be able to get around the rim, get in the painted area. That way, inside out can also dictate the pace, but also can really help you in the long run.
Absolutely. You mentioned that the Bulls, there is a high-flying offense. They like to jack up threes. They actually have taken the 6th most in the G League heading into tonight's contest, but the problem is they're not knocking them down at a high rate. They're 22nd at only a 31.3% conversion on from downtown. So if you're going to take the threes, you better make the threes. Otherwise, you're going to put yourself in big holes if you're not able to get to the rack and be the aggressor, like you already mentioned.
Well, the keys to the game for me, from Windy City's standpoint, is to establish Jakar Sampson in the painted area. You mentioned his 29 points that he scored. Raleigh Hawkins had 17. But I think that establishing the inside is going to be good. Walt Lemon with his double-double was terrific. I don't know if he can replicate that tonight. We'll find out. I really believe establishing the post and being able to score the high percentage shot from the inside. But hey, there's plenty of high percentage shots on the outside. We know that. But I think establishing Sampson, establishing your bigs, I think can be very key in the long run for the Bulls tonight against the Charge.
Well, Jakar Sampson has actually, early and often is what I call it, he's gotten off to great starts in the 3 games that he's been back since his injury. and he's actually averaging 13 points in the first half of all three games. As we near tip-off here, it's going to be Emmanuel Terry versus Jakarr Sampson. The crowd continues to pile in here. Here is opening tip-off, and the Windy City Bulls are going to go ahead and collect it as Walt Lemon Jr. gets the start in his second appearance here for the Windy City Bulls. Passes over to Mulder. Lemon in a two-man game down the left baseline. ISO'd up, nice crossover left to right, tries to dish it off, tipped pass, handled by Fair. Fair goes up with the left hand, and that one's going to be corralled by Colson. Dished over to Scoochie Smith. A little two-man game with Emmanuel Terry at the top of the key. Down to Bonzi Colson in the post, working against C.J. Fair. Kicks it out to Scoochie Smith for three, and he knocks it down. Nice start here for the Canton Charge.
Great job by being able to establish the post and then a wide open three from the top of the circle. Good start for the Charge.
Walt Lemon Jr. working down the right baseline. And that pass is kicked by Scoochie Smith. Scoochie Smith in the last game against the Windy City Bulls, 12 points and 9 assists. He certainly had this Canton Charge offense rolling. And Alkins will go ahead and inbound the ball. It's 3-0 Canton Charge. I'm Derek Tate here with Jonathan Hood and Ryan Fahey. Lemon kicks it, drops it off to Jakarr Sampson, challenged by Emmanuel Terry, and it's going to be out of bounds as Bonzi Colson tries to save it. Bulls retain possession.
Good job of trying to establish the post, as we talked about just moments ago. Sampson, the biggest guy on the floor. You want to be able to get him some inside points in the painted area. It only can help the outside eventually.
And the referee is conferring here. Lemon Jr. able to break down the Canton Charge defense off the dribble and drops it off to Sampson, unable to convert. 3-0, the Canton Charge lead with 11:03 remaining in the first quarter. Kicks it out, Mulder for three from the top of the key, and that's off the mark. That one's going to be handled by Scoochie Smith as he comes up the near sideline. Working on Alkins, drops it down to Emmanuel Terry, who's working on C.J. Fair in the post, doubled by Alkins. Nice little drop-off pass, and that one is converted by Kobe Simmons.
Simmons was able to get right to the basket, but it really came from the pass from the top of the key. Terrific give and go for the Charge.
Kobe Simmons gives the Canton Charge a 5-0 lead. Mulder down the right baseline, kicks it out. That's gonna be C.J. Fair corner three, and he hits nothing. That rebound is handled by Kobe Simmons. Kicks out, Scoochie Smith thinks about a three, shows ball, goes to the rack, and he's gonna be fouled by Walt Lemon Jr. And that's going to be called on the floor as the Canton Charge lead 5-0 with 10:19 remaining in the first quarter.
One of the things that I want to see from the Bulls is to be able to establish Mulder. You and I talked about this in the pregame. You know he can knock down threes. He's got to be able to do a little bit more as of late.
Scoochie Smith, foul line extended down to the top of the key to Kobe Simmons. Simmons working on Mulder. A little ISO spin, kicks it off. Scoochie Smith for three, and that one is off the mark. Rebound handled by Jakarr Sampson. Sampson bringing the ball up the court. Look at the big man go. Finishes with the right hand.
Sampson being able to go right down the lane. Biggest guy on the floor. What an easy two.
5-2, the Canton Charge lead with 9:49 remaining in the first quarter. And there is Sir Dominic Poynter working on Raleigh Alkins. Kicks it over to Kobe Simmons. Simmons fires for three. Nails it. And that's good from Kobe Simmons.
Mulder not getting a hand up defensively. Pretty much an unencumbered three for the Charge on that occasion.
Charge lead 8-2 with 9:28 remaining in the first quarter. Here's Sampson working on Emmanuel Terry at the top of the key. Puts the ball on the ground. Little right jump hook. That one's off the mark, handled by Kobe Simmons. He's got 5 points here early for the Canton Charge. Two-man game with Emmanuel Terry. Kicks it over to the corner. Three. And that one's going to be knocked down. Scoochie Smith with his second three here early in the first quarter.
Great opportunity for them to knock down that three. Lemon coming over late on the recovery.
And 11-2 is the Charge lead with 8:55 remaining. 15 on the shot clock. Alkins working on Kobe Simmons to the left hand. Finishes beautifully and one. A chance for one more for Raleigh Alkins.
Great job by Alkins being able to, again, the floor was spread for him at time, Derek, and then the ability to have the ball control going right to the basket, and now a chance for a three-point play for one of the two-way players on this roster.
Like you mentioned, one of the two-way players here for the Windy City Bulls. Here's Raleigh Alkins and cannot convert on the three-point play. Great hustle from C.J. Fair, and that is handled by Jakarr Sampson. Back out to Fair. Fair working down the baseline and banks it off the glass. Beautiful second chance points there.
So we talked about trying to get to the basket. You know, again, Fair, right place, right time there in the lane. You got to do more of that.
Canton Charge lead 11-6 with 16 on the shot clock and 8:27 remaining here in the opening quarter. Here's Kobe Simmons working on Mulder. Pick set by Emmanuel Terry. Picks up his dribble, back out to Scoochie Smith with four on the shot clock. Down to two. Smith got to jack up a three, and he drains it. What a shot up from Scoochie Smith.
It's a good defense, but a better shot by Smith. Good defense, but better offense on that time.
Better offense there. 14-6 lead, the Canton Charge, and that from Walt Lemon Jr. is blocked by Emmanuel Terry. Here comes Sir Dominic Poynter running the fast break. That one's blocked by Raleigh Alkins. Kicks it out to Bonzi Colson at the top of the key. Thinks about it, but kicks it back out. And a reset for Scoochie Smith. Eight on the shot clock. Smith kicks it down to Bonzi Colson. Colson double teamed. And there is a whistle. Appears there's going to be a foul. That one's going to go on number 25, it seems, Walt Lemon Jr.
It's a good defense by the Bulls. They tried to bottle him up there on the foul line extended left, but just reached in with the hand.
Colson's going to pop that three right off the inbound. No good. And the rebound is handled by Walt Lemon Jr. Kicks it up to Alkins. Over to C.J. Fair in the left corner. Thinks about it. Kicks it back to Alkins. Alkins drops it off to Jakarr Sampson. And that one is mishandled. A turnover. No whistle there. Handled by Bonzi Colson. Over to Kobe Simmons. He's going into the lane. Pulls up from 5 feet and drains it as they now lead 16-6.
There's a foul on Sampson that's not called on the far left side here. The play went on and the Charge end up scoring the basket.
7:05 remaining in the opening quarter, and Charlie Henry wants to think about it. That is a timeout with 7:04 remaining in the opening quarter. The Canton Charge lead the Windy City Bulls as you are listening to SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.
Get into the holiday spirit with Windy City Bulls basketball on the Be On Air Network. Deck the halls with high-flying dunks, three-pointers, and block shots. Stuff your stockings with two Windy City games on Friday, December 14th versus Canton and Saturday, December 15th versus Capital City.
Hey, it's Frankie, and the Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center for Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training and fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcasting and online media experience. I have watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well-prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and in Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
If you stream it, they will come on SportsTownChicago.com.
Leg out.
Welcome back to SportsTownChicago.com. If you are listening to the Windy City Bulls Radio Network, Canton Charge lead the Windy City Bulls 16-6 with just over 7 minutes remaining in the opening quarter. What are you looking at there out there, Jonathan?
Well, the Canton Charge are shooting 66% from the field right now. It really is a Scoochie Smith show. There's no question about it with his 9 points. Windy City just shooting 30% from the field. But I like the way they're going about it, though, Derek, because they're going to the basket. It's something we talked about in pregame.
Aggressiveness. The Canton Charge are on fire right now from downtown as we are now inbounded. Lemon Jr. ISO'd up against Sir Dominic Poynter. Poynter with a nice block, but they called a foul on Poynter. That one's going to be going to the line is Walt Lemon Jr. You mentioned aggressiveness. Going to the bucket takes Sir Dominic Poynter off the dribble there.
I think the reason why that you have to do that is because of the way that the Windy City Bulls have shot the threes. Lemon with the first free throw is good. 21% shooting from three in the last game is just not going to cut the mustard, especially when you're a team that likes to shoot the ball from the perimeter. That has to improve, and if it's not, you better go to the basket first.
Lemon Jr. knocks down both free throws, and now the lead is Charge 16-8 with 6:55 remaining in the opening quarter. Kobe Simmons takes the ball across half court, and he drops it down to Bonzi Colson, who's working on C.J. Fair. Colson misses the jumper. Rebound handled by Jakarr Sampson, kicks it over to Lemon, back to Sampson, over to C.J. Fair at the top of the key. Foul line extended over to Mulder, drops it down to Jakar Sampson, working on Bonzi Colson down the right baseline. Puts the ball on the ground, kicks it over to C.J. Fair. Fair, pump fake, steps up, eight-footer, no good. Offensive board by Walt Lemon Jr. goes right back up and converts.
Good to see Lemon opportunistic right there in the lane after the miss.
Four straight points for Walt Lemon Jr. Charge lead 16-10. Kick over to Bonzi Colson. Little two-man game with Scucci Smith. Kicks it over to Sir Dominic Pointer. Pointer kicks it over to Smith. Smith working on Lemon Jr. Seven on the shot clock. Little two-man game. Smith kicks it over to Sir Dominic Pointer. Intercepted by Riley Alkins. Alkins goes to the rack. Misses the layup. No good. And handled by Sir Dominic Pointer. Kicks it up to Kobe Simmons. Spin move. Tries to kick it out. Turnover on the Canton charge.
Yeah, Alkins is going to be kicking himself for this first half. An easy crip right there at the rim. Falling short. But again, the Windy City Bulls trying to establish momentum offensively. A lot of this has to come from defense, too. We talked about it. Derek, the defense has to get tight, not just for the first quarter and the third quarter, but throughout the game. You got to show some signs of defense.
Great defensive play there by Alkins. Just could not convert on the steal as the score is 16-10. Sampson goes to the rack, and that one is called a foul on Bonzi Colson. A lot of contact down there. This time Sampson gets the call and goes to the line.
Yeah, Bonzi Colson, a name that I know very well from his time at Notre Dame. A terrific player for the Irish.
Very unorthodox to see him so efficient down amongst the bigs at 6'6". As Jakar Sampson's first free throw is no good. Score is still 16-10 with 5:38 remaining. I'm Derek Tate here with Jonathan Hood as you are listening to the Windy City Bulls radio network. Here's the second free throw attempt for Jakar Sampson. That one goes off the back iron, misses both at the line. So the score remains 16-10 in favor of the charge. Kobe Simmons brings the ball across half court. Drops it off to Bonzi Colson. Colson over to Levi Randolph, who just entered tonight's contest. Simmons at the top of the key with seven on the shot clock. And that's going to be Levi Randolph for three, and he knocks it down.
Randolph being able to knock down the three. Again, good defense, but just a better shot there on that left wing.
4 3-pointers on the night so far for the Canton charge. And here's Jakar Sampson from the elbow. No good. And there is a technical foul called on 25. It looks like it's going to be on Walt Lemon Jr. Score is 19-10 in favor of the Canton charge with 5:01 remaining. And Kobe Simmons is going to step up to the line and try to knock down the technical free throw.
Charlie Henry, the head coach for the Windy City Bulls, he makes a cup of coffee nervous. He is not happy about what's going on. Didn't say anything to Lemon, but you could just tell not happy about what's going on with the Bulls at this point.
And it should be as they are down 10 in double digits with 5:01 remaining in the first quarter as Kobe Simmons does knock down the technical free throw. And number 22 enters the game for the Canton charge. That's going to be Ja'Cory Williams, who was actually ejected with 7 minutes remaining in Saturday's win over the Windy City Bulls. And there is Levi Randolph, drops it down to Ja'Cory Williams. He's double teamed, kicks it out to Kobe Simmons, 4-3, no good. Bonzi Colson fighting for the rebound, but handled by the Bulls, over to Walt Lemon Jr. Jr. goes right at Scucci Smith, goes with the left hand, no good. Handled by Ja'Cory Williams. Williams is gonna take it across half court, kicks it off to Kobe Simmons, who is met by C.J. Fair. Over to Ja'Cory Williams, working on Farrakhan Hall. That one's stripped. Great play by Farrakhan Hall, handled by Walt Lemon Jr. Goes across half court. Mulder fires corner three. Got it. Knocks it down for the Windy City Bulls.
That's what you've been looking for. In rhythm, being able to knock down the three. Mulder's good at that, but he's got to get better moving forward.
Michael Mulder trims the lead down to 7 as the charge lead 20-13 with just over 4 minutes remaining in the opening quarter. Scucci Smith over to Ja'Cory Williams at the top of the key. Foul line extended for Levi Randolph. Drops it down to Ja'Cory Williams, working on Riley Alkins. Williams over, little around the world, and there is a travel called on Bonzi Colson.
Yeah, Colson was at the top, was trying to move down the lane that time, Derek, but then again, traveled, too many steps, and now the Bulls
It's down seven. They need to be able to establish some momentum here, put some baskets together.
It's been a little bit of a slow start here for the Windy City Bulls, but they do have an opportunity to cut it to a two-score game. C.J. Fair with 19 on the shot clock kicks it over to Raleigh Alkins. Alkins working on Simmons. Stuffs it and one. Aerial show from Raleigh Alkins.
Alkins with high elevation getting it at the rim there, getting that ball down. Now a chance for a three-point play.
Raleigh Alkins cuts this lead to five as the Charge lead 20-15. This will be the second opportunity for Raleigh Alkins to convert on a three-point play opportunity. Strong move from Raleigh Alkins.
Alkins, one of the two-way players on this roster because of some of the roster flexibility.
Alkins can't convert on the three-point play opportunity, and that one goes off C.J. Fair. So an opportunity missed, but the lead is down to five with 3:37 remaining in the opening quarter.
Because of the roster flexibility with the Chicago Bulls as of late, wouldn't surprise me if we see more Ollie Alkins on the Chicago Bulls roster.
Alkins absolutely could see a visit to the parent team. Here's Ja'Cory Williams, kicks it out to Kobe Simmons. Simmons down to Emmanuel Terry working on Farrakhan Hall. Spins to the baseline with the right hand. Can't convert, but he will go to the line as Farrakhan Hall got him on the way up.
Yeah. So, yeah, Farrakhan Hall, he is telling Charlie Henry, no, I'm good, I can stay in the ball game. We've seen Farrakhan Hall being able to bring the ball up, you know, kind of as a point forward, seen him in the back to the basket. So he's a very flexible player, versatile player for this Windy City team as the first free throw is good.
First free throw is good from Emmanuel Terry, who's coming off of his first career double-double, 12 points and 10 boards against the Windy City Bulls last Saturday. And here is the second free throw for Emmanuel Terry, and he does convert as the lead swells back to seven, Charge lead 22-15. And Thomas Wilder enters the game, kicks it over to Raleigh Alkins at the top of the key. C.J. Fair cuts off the screen, kicks over. Farrakhan Hall's pass is deflected by Kobe Simmons out of bounds on the Charge. Bulls retain possession.
Simmons with some hustle there. He was flying down that right sideline just trying to get that steal. A lot of aggression there by the Canton Charge. It's the reason why they're one of the top teams in the East.
One of the top teams in the East and one of the hotter teams in the East off of a three-game winning streak, looking to extend to four as they are 7-6 heading into tonight's contest. 11 on the shot clock. Alkins at the top of the key kicks it over to C.J. Fair. Fair going off the dribble with the left hand. No good, but there is a foul, and he'll go to the line for two.
They're going to say that the foul
is on Levi Randolph. Got him on the way up.
So it's going to be five team fouls now on the Charge. Can charge the G League team for the Cleveland Cavaliers. You would imagine there's a lot of fluidity as the free throws missed. Between the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Canton Charge as the Cleveland Cavaliers reset their organization after LeBron James left for Los Angeles.
Well, both two-way players, Jalen Jones and Jerron Blossengame, as Fair knocks down the second free throw. And the lead is down 22-16 in favor of the Charge with 3 minutes remaining in the opening quarter. There's Emmanuel Terry, drops it off to Levi Randolph, Ja'Cory Williams over to Abdul Rahman, who fires for three, no good. Rebound handled by Farrakhan Hall. Hall takes it across midcourt, drops it off to Raleigh Alkins. Little two-man game. Alkins to the left hand, drops it off. Farrakhan Hall finishes at the cup. Beautiful move by Farrakhan Hall.
Oh, yes, my brother, Farrakhan Hall. Right place, right time with the two.
Right place, right time, and the lead is now trimmed to four after a 10-point deficit earlier in the quarter. Here's Ja'Cory Williams, goes to the left hand, misses. Raleigh Alkins handles the rebound. Alkins goes across midcourt, drives, kicks Mulder for three, corner three. That's two for two for Michael Mulder.
Love that he was able to knock down that three. Same spot, Derek. Same spot where you hit the last three. You need Mulder to be heating up because that really helps. And now, Windy City within one.
No hesitation for Michael Mulder. Knocks down two threes. The lead is 22-21 in favor of the Canton Charge as you are listening to SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.
Out of all the schools I applied to, Illinois Media School was the first to personally guide me through the financial aid process. Not only did the school offer classes in my field, but hands-on experience with all of today's modern broadcasting equipment. Illinois Media School gave me all the tools I needed to find a career in broadcasting. While in class, I worked one-on-one with real professionals in the television and radio industry. Job placement helped me find the perfect internship where I had real, on-the-job training. No other school offers a program as exciting and educational as this. My name is Mandy, and Illinois Media School helped me achieve my career in broadcasting.
I could have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. There's so many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School. You can go if you don't like the college that you go to, you don't like the major, or maybe you just want a fresh start for someplace new. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Welcome back to SportsTownChicago.com. And as you were listening to the Windy City Bulls Radio Network, here is Rob Hill.
Thank you, Derek. Coach Hunter on the sideline was talking to the players about their aggression and how hard they've been playing out there so far tonight, transitioning their very good defense here late in the end of the first quarter and bringing it to their offense, closing out the first quarter on a nice run, and they're hoping to continue that.
Thank you very much, Rob. Appreciate that. As we are now returning to action, 2:12 remaining in the opening quarter. Canton Charge with possession. And that is Abdul Rahman that brings the ball across the court. Here is Levi Randolph. Foul line extended. Corey Williams kicks it back over top of the key to Levi Randolph. 10 on the shot clock. Isaac Hamilton fires for three, and that one's going to hit the front iron. Rebound handled by Alkins. Alkins to Thomas Wilder. Wilder all the way. Oh, they're going to call him for a travel.
Way too many steps in the lane. It was a beautiful move. The reason why it was so beautiful, four steps in the lane.
Too many steps, and that's going to be a turnover. And the Charge remain in on top. 22-21. 1:45 remaining in the opening quarter. Here's Levi Randolph at the top of the key. Manuel Terry sets a pick. Two-man game. Pass deflected by Farrakhan Hall. Charge retain possession.
Notice the difference in the game from a couple timeouts ago to where we are right now. Windy City up to 42% shooting.
Yeah, it definitely helps that Michael Mulder is starting to get going from downtown. Ja'Cory Williams has his pocket picked by Kaiser Gates. Thomas Mulder into the lane. Foul and one. It drops. Thomas Wilder with a beautiful play off the fast break, and the Windy City Bulls have the lead and chance for one more.
He wasn't going to miss this one. He made sure that he had the amount of steps and the amount of dribbles right to the lane.
As we take a look at it on the big Sears Center scoreboard here, beautiful play by Wilder, now a chance for a three-point play.
And Wilder watches that one trickle in. And a two-point lead now for the Windy City Bulls with 1:24 remaining as they lead 24-22 over the Canton Charge. And that's Abdul Rahman that goes across midcourt. Here's Levi Randolph putting the ball on the ground, tries to go up with the left hand, no good. Rebound handled by the Bulls. And that's V.J. Beecham returning. He drops it off to Thomas Wilder. Wilder foul line extended left side with 14 on the shot clock. Alkins asking for the ball, working on Ja'Cory Williams at the top of the key. 9 on the shot clock. Will you have this dance? Here goes Alkins off the glass, finishes with the left hand. Beautiful move by Raleigh Alkins.
One-on-one, and Alkins was able to beat his man right to the basket.
Alkins extends the Bulls' lead, 26-22 with 47 seconds remaining. Charge with the possession. Isaac Hamilton, two-man game. There is a foul on the floor against the Windy City Bulls. That one's going against number 3, V.J. Beecham. Nice to see V.J. Beecham back. It's been a while. Him and Bonzi Colson actually appeared in 257 games at Notre Dame. Here's Abdul Rahman with 14 seconds on the shot clock. Top of the key, he's got a matchup with Kaiser Gates. Tries to take him off the dribble, working his way down. Drops it off to Isaac Hamilton. Back to Abdul Rahman. 4-3. In and out. That one is going to be tipped out and actually handled. Beautiful save there by Thomas Wilder with 24 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Actually, check that. 18 seconds remaining on the game clock. 14 now on the shot clock. 26-22, Windy City Bulls lead over the Canton Charge. Kaiser Gates sets the pick. Wilder working on Ja'Cory Williams. Fires a three and drains it. Good for three is Thomas Wilder. Here's Abdul Rahman, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, drops it off. Hamilton didn't get it off in time and misfires anyway. Little run for the Bulls to finish the end of the first quarter. And that'll be the end here as the Windy City Bulls lead the Canton Charge 29-22 as you are listening to SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.
The reason I'm out here at the Illinois Media School is the radio business, while there are hundreds, maybe even thousands of stations, the people in the business is a small, tight-knit group, and I really enjoy the opportunity of being able to give back, connect, share the experiences I have, and actually learn from the students as well. My name is Dustin Rhodes. I'm the executive producer with the Mully and Hanley Show on 670 The Score, and I am IMS.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Where Chicago sports live, SportsTownChicago.com.
About to begin the second quarter as your Windy City Bulls charge out to a 7-point lead against the Canton Charge. 29-22, I'm Ryan Fay with you here on your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network. Looking around the G League at some scores happening right now. Grand Rapids Drive at home hosting Raptors 905, 79-62 as they get closer to the end of the third quarter in that one. On the road, the Wisconsin Herd with a nice 84-69 lead with 11:26 to play in the fourth. It's a tie score in the second quarter between the Memphis Hustle and the Oklahoma City Blue at 20-20, so 20-20 vision happening there. Happening in a couple moments, tip-off between the Austin Spurs and the Texas Legends, and then the nightcap, the Sioux Falls Skyforce out on the road in the Bay Area to take on the Santa Cruz Warriors. And now for the second half, or I should say second quarter call, it's Jonathan Hood and Derek Tate. Guys.
Thank you, Ryan. Welcome back to SportsTownChicago.com, and you are listening to the Windy City Bulls Radio Network. I'm Derek Tate with Jonathan Hood. Jonathan, the Windy City Bulls actually finished just 3 points shy of their high on the season for points in the first quarter, 29.
Well, it's definitely a step in the right direction. And again, we talk about trying to get in the painted area, and I think that Windy City did a very good job with that, but from Canton's standpoint, they did a good job being able to knock down a couple of threes themselves. So, interesting first quarter.
Here's Abdul Rahman, brings it across Isaac Hamilton, over to Levi Randolph, now back to Ja'Cory Williams. Here's Abdul Rahman working on Kaiser Gates. 11 on the shot clock as the Charge trail the Bulls 29-22. And a little drop off there by Emmanuel Terry finishes with the right hand.
Beautiful finish right there from in the lane. Who's able to sky above the trees and be able to knock down the field goal.
Bulls lead 29-24 as Farrakhan Hall is working on Emmanuel Terry at the top. Fires over to Kaiser Gates. Gates fires for three, no good. And the rebound is handled by Isaac Hamilton. He brings it across half court, drop down to Levi Randolph now. Emmanuel Terry working on the post against Farrakhan Hall. Spins baseline, fadeaway, no good. Handled by John Octius, his first appearance of tonight's contest. Passes over to Farrakhan Hall at the top of the key. Back to John Octius. He's down in the paint, kicks it back to VJ Beecham. Over to Farrakhan Hall. Foul line extended. Here's Thomas Wilder, drops it down to Farrakhan Hall on the elbow. Going one-on-one, and he's going to be fouled as he goes up and tries to drop it off by Levi Randolph.
He did so much there trying to either score on the baseline or trying to pass it off, and he got fouled. Really like Farrakhan Hall's game. Does a really good job of doing a lot of different things. Kind of a Swiss Army knife, I think, for this Bulls team.
He's seen a lot of action here to start this game as the Bulls get a new 14. Thomas Wilder at the top of the key, and there's going to be a foul called on the pick. On Farrakhan Hall. Turnover goes to the Canton Charge.
Yes, along with scoring, he also likes to foul. So that's also part of his arsenal.
Yeah, it's part of everybody's arsenal, but Farrakhan Hall does seem to get in a little bit more physical gameplay and gets those fouls called against him on a regular basis. But here we go, 29-24, second quarter, just under 11 minutes remaining.
Bonzi Colson back in the ball game for the Charge.
Here is Isaac Hamilton, crosses over right to left, and that one falls short but fouled by B.J. Beecham, and he'll go to the line.
to see Beecham back out there. You mentioned him earlier. B.J. Beecham coming over to the team. Didn't know what he would bring, but there's some size there, the ability to knock down jumpers from the outside. So good to see him back in the rotation for Windy City.
Definitely helps because you felt like the rotation as Hamilton knocks down the first free throw. Definitely felt like for a little bit with V.J. Beecham out, they had a kind of shortened rotation as Hamilton knocks down both. And the score is now 29-26 with 10:36 remaining in the second quarter in favor of the Bulls. Here is John Octius at the top of the key. Working on Abdur Rahman. That one dropped back off to Farrakhan Hall. Hall over to Thomas Wilder. Farrakhan Hall looking and setting position. That one's going to be a foul on Levi Randolph.
See, in that spot, Wilder's just trying to get Gates in the, Farrakhan Hall in position to be able to score the ball on the inside, but Hall did not roll to the basket. You see, that's a miscommunication right there. Hall's got to be able to roll the basket in that spot. He's just waiting on it.
Waiting on the delivery that did not come. Farrakhan Hall going against Ja'Cory Williams. Tries to go up. Could not get the basket to fall. But he will go to the foul line as Ja'Cory Williams picks up a foul.
Might be a slippery spot right there on the floor as Hall kind of, I think, twitches his ankle. He's walking it off as he walks to the foul line, Derek, but I think he's going to be okay.
Farrakhan Hall steps up to the charity strike and knocks down the first. This is his second stint with the Windy City Bulls. He's been with three different teams in the G League, including the Iowa Wolves and the Santa Cruz Warriors. Here's Farrakhan Hall's second offering at the charity strike. He knocks it down, and the Bulls lead 31-26 with 10:14 remaining in the first half. Dura Rockman brings it across midcourt, drops it off. Hamilton, pull-up jumper from the elbow, fall, hits front iron. That one's handled by V.J. Beecham. He's going to go all the way, tries to drop it off in the lane, but that one is deflected by Isaac Hamilton, and the Bulls retain possession.
Here's what you like here. You like the idea that there's a lot of size on the floor for the Bulls, or the Kaiser Gates, Beecham's out there, Chikar Sampson's, a lot of size out there.
On the floor right off the inbound. Looks like they're calling it on the Canton charge.
There's a screen that was set, a legal screen, and it's a non-shooting foul for Canton, or for the Bulls, rather.
And they retain possession with a five-point lead, 31-26, with just under 10 minutes remaining. Here's John Octius working on Ja'Cory Williams, drops it into Jakar Sampson, and he was surrounded, and the ball tipped away by Sir Dominic Poynter. And here's Abdur Rahman, brings it across midcourt. Here's Sir Dominic Poynter into the lane. That one's deflected and stolen by Kaiser Gates. Gates brings it across midcourt, left side. He's going to be driving to the right, and he's going to try to finish. It's deflected by Bonzi Colson. Falls right into the hands of V.J. Beecham. He knocks down the jumper.
Beecham in the right place at the right time right there. Right to his hands, and then the field goal for the Bulls.
Bulls lead is 7, 33-26 with 9:20 remaining. Here is Isaac Hamilton at the elbow. Drops it to Bonzi Colson working against Beecham. He kicks it over to Abdur Rahman, and that one is a three, but it's an offensive foul called on Ja'Cory Williams, a legal screen. And Ja'Cory Williams has picked up two quick fouls here early in the second quarter. With 9:12 remaining, you are listening to SportstownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network. I'm Derek Tate here with Jonathan Hood and Ryan Fahey. 7-point lead for the Windy City Bulls.
Don't say his name too often. He's like a dog. When you say his name, his head spins.
It is dog's night here.
I know.
Sears Center Arena. John Octius drives, and he just can't finish the right-handed finger roll. That is handled by Ja'Cory Williams, and it's now Kobe Simmons who re-enters the game. Foul line extended, working a two-man game with Bonzi Colson, working on Kaiser Gates. Steps back, good defense from Gates. Kicks it back out to Scoochie Smith with 8 on the shot clock. Smith, two-man game. He splits the gap and drops it off to Kobe Simmons. Beautiful move by Simmons with the finger roll finish.
Great job by Simmons to recognize, first of all, where to be and then the ability to go right to the basket.
Bulls lead by 5, 33-28 with 8:27 remaining. Here's Beecham and Ja'Cory Sampson. Foul line extended. Beecham tries to finish. No good with the right hand. Handled by Bonzi Colson. Kicks it up to Kobe Simmons, who brings it across midcourt. Simmons at the top of the key. Kicks it back out to reset. 8:11 remaining in the first half. Bulls lead by 5. Bonzi Colson down low. And there's a foul before the shot. That one's going to be on John Octius. They went to the mismatch down low.
Yes, they did. So now Lemon comes in, and he will replace Wilder.
Walt Lemon Jr. subs in for Thomas Wilder.
It's an echo.
I know. Just, I liked hearing it so much once, I said it again.
Yeah.
8:05 remaining in the opening quarter, 33-28. The Bulls lead over the Canton Charge. Here's Kobe Simmons. Top of the key, working on John Octius. A little stutter step, fires the three. No good, handled by Walt Lemon Jr. Going the other way, he crosses midcourt. He's got Scoochie Smith in front of him. Little two-man game, kicks it over to Kaiser Gates. Gates fires for three, no good. That one's handled by Kobe Simmons. Simmons, long full-court pass. That one hits the backboard as he's looking for Bonzi Colson. And Abdur Rahman able to save it as he throws it off a Windy City Bull. VJ Beecham right in the knee, and the Canton Charge retain possession.
That's great hustle by Muhammad Ali Abdur Rahman. A terrific job by him. The ability just to recognize what's going on in that situation and be able to retain the possession with 17 on the shot clock for the Charge.
We'll keep an eye on VJ Beecham as he comes off the court. Michael Mulder re-enters the game. 14 on the shot clock, 33-28 in favor of the Bulls. Here's Kobe Simmons, kicks it over to Bonzi Colson. Colson puts the ball on the ground and finishes with the right hand inside the paint.
Reminds me of his time with the Irish, knowing exactly what to do. And a great field goal there by him.
Bulls lead 33-30, and that pass is intercepted by Scoochie Smith. Smith working, tries to finish, and he's fouled as Michael Mulder had no choice but to prevent the easy layup, and Scoochie Smith will go to the line.
I tell you what, this Canton Charge roster, it's like a Key and Peele bit. I mean, with the names here, we've got Muhammad Ali, Abdur Rahman. We've got a Blossom Game. We've got a Chandre Jones. Got a Sir Dominic Pointer. I mean, it is really something here, this roster.
And no phonetic spelling from what I see as Scoochie Smith goes ahead and knocks down the first of two free throws. Deshaun Scoochie Smith. Actually, the nickname Scoochie came from his grandfather.
Well, you don't need phonetic spelling. You remember, your color analyst is black. There. I got you.
And the second free throw is good from Scoochie Smith, and the lead has now been trimmed to one for the Windy City Bulls with just under 7 minutes remaining here. Walt Lemon Jr. drives to the left hand. Beautiful finish from Walt Lemon Jr., and the lead is now back to three.
See how Lemon comes back in the game, and then you can see the excitement and how he can provide offense, Derek.
Immediately attacking the basket. Here's Ja'Cory Williams. Drops it off to Kobe Simmons. Foul line extended. Kicks it over. Abdur Rahman over to Scoochie Smith, working on Walt Lemon Jr. He's going to kick it over to Bonzi Colson with only six on the shot clock. He's going to try to back down all the way from the three-point line. Great defense, but an even better offense from Bonzi Colson.
I mean, that is a terrific description. He also was double-teamed and still was able to put the shot up.
Strong finish from Bonzi Colson. The lead is down to one, 35-34, and Lemon Jr. travels. And that's going to be a turnover, and it goes back to the Charge. Emmanuel Terry is going to come in for Ja'Cory Williams. It seems there is a timeout on the floor, so we'll go ahead and take a break. You are listening to SportstownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.
Hey, it's Frankie, and the Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center for Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training and fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcasting and online media experience. I have watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and in Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
Lions and Tigers and
the Bears.
The Bears.
On SportstownChicago.com.
Welcome back to SportstownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network. Here is sideline reporter Rob Hill.
Listen to the huddle on Charlie Henry. He repeated what he said in the first half, Derek, saying that the Bulls need to continue to get stops. Stops are going to be key here as the Charge started off the second quarter on a 12-6 run.
Thank you, Rob. Welcome back. I'm Derek Tate with Jonathan Hood as you are listening to SportsTownChicago.com. He mentioned Charlie Henry is asking for ratcheting up the defensive effort. What do you think of the Bulls' defense tonight?
That's no question. I think that you see improvement, but you see this in the first half, Derek, but you want to see this in the second half as well. The positive to me is that the Bulls are going to the foul line, 6 for 11 from from the foul line, 54%. So that stands out to me. Also, just 5 turnovers so far. We got 6 minutes left. You want to keep it under 10 if you can here for the first half. But I think that it's what we have seen a lot of. Bulls looking good in the first half, but now can they continue their momentum when we get ready for the second half?
Absolutely. And it is 35-34 with 6:12 remaining in the opening half. Scoochie Smith at the top of the key kicks it over to Abdurk Rahman. Foul line extended over to Bonzi Colson. He's going to put the ball on the floor and finish. He's going to have an opportunity for a three-point play.
Yeah, he's a real one. Bonzi Colson, a terrific player for this Canton Charge team. We talked about his numbers earlier, 27 points a game for Canton. He's a catalyst along with Scoochie Smith. These guys can be able to score the ball.
Yeah, Bonzi Colson really even developing a three-point game, which he really didn't have at Notre Dame.
True.
So 6'6", he gets down there with the best of them as he's a little bit short on the free throw attempt, and Jakar Sampson handles the rebound. The Charge lead by one, 36-35, with just under 6 minutes remaining. Here's Jakar Sampson working on Emmanuel Terry, misses the layup, follows his own, can't quite finish, and then it is finally handled by Bonzi Colson. Dropped off to Abdur Rahman, right side, kicks it top of the key. Bonzi Colson, he's going to fire for three, and that one is off the mark. Rebound by Kaiser Gates, kicks it over to Walt Lemon Jr., far sideline. Two-man game with Kaiser Gates, kicks it over to Gates. Gates back to Walt Lemon Jr., working on Scoochie Smith, goes down the baseline, and that one is rejected by Emmanuel Terry, and then it goes off of Walt Lemon Jr., so that's going to be a turnover. Charge to take over.
Let's see what happens here offensively here for the Charge. Charge, again, Bulls and Charge, a very good game so far, back and forth. Again, you like to see the Bulls finish out the quarter strong offensively.
Charge lead, 36-35. Here's Colson on the elbow working against Kaiser Gates. Back to the basket. He's going to go ahead and drop it back to Abdur Rahman. Swings it over to Kobe Simmons all the way to the rack and finishes with the right hand.
No resistance there. There was Kaiser Gates and Sampson underneath the basket, but they allowed that layup to happen.
Easy layup down Main Street. Charge lead by three. Here's Mulder for three, and he's off the mark, handled by Scoochie Smith. 38-35, Charge lead. Scoochie Smith going right down Main Street, drops it off to Bonzi Colson, who finishes.
It is a replay of the last play. Gates and Sampson just looking at a layup right in front of them. Defense has to show up here to end the quarter.
Charge lead by 5, 40-35, with 4:30 remaining in the opening half. Here's Jakar Sampson working on Emmanuel Terry. There's a double team. Kicks it over Lemon to Mulder. Mulder puts the ball on the ground and finishes with the right hand.
Good job there. He could not hit the three from the left side last time, so he went to the basket.
40-37, Charge lead. Colson puts the ball on the ground and finishes. Bonzi Colson having a great second quarter as they Charge lead by 5, 42-37. Walt Lemon Jr. attacks the basket, drops it off to Jakar Sampson. Great two-man game and the flush finish.
Great job by Sampson as his C's parted as he went right down the lane. Sampson has been a monster inside for the Windy City Bulls.
Three-point lead for the Canton Charge, 42-39, with just under 4 minutes remaining here in the opening half. Of 29, the 29 points for Jakar Sampson, 5 of those field goals were assisted on by Walt Lemon Jr. Here's Scoochie Smith with a step-back three. That one's off the mark and handled by Jakar Sampson. Sampson drops it off to Walt Lemon Jr. Three-point deficit for the Windy City Bulls. Lemon attacking the basket. Almost finishes, and that is handled by Kobe Simmons. Back the other way now, 3:30 remaining, 42-39, Canton Charge. He's stopped by Michael Mulder, kicks it back out to Scoochie Smith for a reset. 14 on the shot clock. Scoochie drops it down to Abdur Rahman, over to Colson, who's standing by himself at the foul line and finishes with the floater.
Great job there by Colson with the flying one-hander there. Being able to get it. He's got a lot of easy field goals in this first half.
Bonzi Colson's got it going on offense, 44-39 as the Charge lead. Sampson going to the rack hard and finishes with another opportunity for a three-point play.
Love Sampson being able to get right to the basket as he did there. He was down in the lane, Derek, and being able to score easy baskets. What we talked about earlier, being able to establish the post, getting inside. He's got 6 points tonight.
Well, that matchup last Saturday at Canton, the Bulls were significantly outscored in the paint. Now, we've seen in the second quarter, the Canton Charge are starting to get a rhythm and getting too many easy lanes to the basket. Jakar Sampson does convert on the three-point opportunity, and there's a timeout for Nate Ryan King and the Canton Charge, 44-42, Charge on top with 3:02 remaining as you are listening to SportstownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.
Hi, it's Frankie Robinson. The Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center of Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training in fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcast and online media experience. I've watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well-prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
Lions and Tigers and
the Bears.
The Bears
on SportstownChicago.com.
It's a tight one, 44-42. The Canton Charge have the lead over your Windy City Bulls here on SportstownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network. I'm Ryan Fahey. I'll be with you for your halftime show with Fidel Dominguez and Chris Rouse. Going around some of the G League scores taking place right now. With under 6 minutes to play, the Grand Rapids Drive have a 94-81 lead on the Raptors 905. On the road, it's the Wisconsin Herd over the Maine Red Claws 102-89 with just over a minute to go in that contest. Right near the half, it's the Oklahoma City Blue up on the Memphis Hustle, 52-47. And in first quarter action in the Western Conference, the Texas Legends have a six-point lead over the defending G League champion Austin Spurs, 17-11. And our nightcap game in G League action on this Friday night at 9 p.m. locally, it'll be the Santa Cruz Warriors hosting the Sioux Falls Skyforce. I'll be back at halftime, as mentioned. Now back to Derek Tate and Jonathan Hood, guys.
Thank you, Ryan. Welcome back to SportstownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network. 3:02 remaining in the second quarter. Canton Charge lead the Windy City Bulls 44-42. And Scoochie Smith, who's hit 3 three-pointers so far in tonight's contest, brings the ball across midcourt. Here's Sir Dominic Poynter. Drops it over to Bonzi Colson, working on C.J. Fair on the right block. Double team immediately on Bonzi Colson. Colson trapped, kicks it out to Sir Dominic Poynter. Poynter puts the ball on the ground, kicks it back out to Colson, and that's a charge. There's the defense from C.J. Fair.
Absolutely. No sir to the sir on that particular occasion.
The Sir Dominic Poynter. I see what you did there. There you go. And the Bulls now have an opportunity to either tie this one up or take the lead on this possession with 2:40 remaining.
Yeah, just remember, Terry Tate, you're working with the best color man in the business.
Oh, yeah.
Just ask me.
His name is Ryan Fahey.
All right, just get off the broadcast. Nobody cares about you. Okay.
Here's Mulder for three. And almost able to knock that one down, but Emmanuel Terry trying to close out and contest. A little bit too much contact. Mulder will go to the line for three.
Yeah, just remember, it is dog day. That's why Fahey's here, clearly.
Taking him for a walk today.
I wish I could. As we now we go to the foul line. And Michael Mulder, you know, we talked about his three-point prowess. A couple of threes from the corner. Want to see more of that in the second half. That's been key.
Well, the aggressiveness you're seeing from Michael Mulder as he knocks down the first one, he is not hesitating whatsoever when he gets a good look.
Yeah, we saw this early in the season, Derek, where in rhythm does a really good job knocking down threes. But now, that'd be more of a catalyst offensively here. Getting in rhythm, able to really help out this Bulls team.
One of the prior possession as Mulder misses the second, Ja'Cory Williams comes in for Emmanuel Terry. The Bulls are trailing by 144-43. But Michael Mulder, you saw that he start knocking down that three. He actually put the ball on the floor on one of those last possessions and finished with the left hand. The aggressiveness is there. And here is Mulder's third free throw attempt, and he knocks it down 2 of 3, and that'll tie it up here. 44 apiece with 2:25 remaining in the first half. And here's Abdur Rahman, brings it across half court, and that one dropped off now to Kobe Simmons. Simmons working on Jakar Sampson at the top of the key. Kicks it over to Scoochie Smith. He's going to go ahead and drop a beautiful pass down to Ja'Cory Williams. Williams finishes at the bucket.
Really like that, the charge, including Williams being able to find the seam, getting to the basket, Derek.
Two-point lead, 46-44. Charge on top with just under 2 minutes remaining. Alkins at the three-point line, puts the ball on the ground, kicks it over to Mulder for another corner three. Unfortunately, he had his heel on the back line. Out of bounds, turnover.
He never got his feet set anyway, and he missed the three-point shot. So he just wasn't there. But, again, right idea on a drive-in kick to be able to get it to Mulder. Give it to him in not only in transition, but in rhythm.
Absolutely. So here is Kobe Simmons, two-point lead for the charge, 46-44, 1:45 remaining in the opening half. Here's Scoochie Smith, drops it down to Ja'Cory Williams on the block, working on Alkins. Goes up with the left hand, can't finish. Walt Lemon Jr. handles the rebound. He brings it across midcourt, kicks it over. Alkins with a head of steam, flips it off, scoop shot, misses everything. Bonzi Colson on the rebound, kicks up to Kobe Simmons, who finishes with the left hand.
No resistance from Lemon. He didn't want any part of that, allowing the layup to happen.
Too easy. 48-44 is the lead for the Canton charge. Here is Mulder at the top of the key. CJ Fair, nice pump fake. Gets into the lane, can't finish. Ja'Cory Williams got him on the wrist. Could have had an opportunity, but for a three-point play, but he'll go to the line to shoot two.
You know, I need to know, and I guess we'll know at season's end, and Ryan's seen a lot more of him than I have. CJ Fair, he gets a chance to start. He gets minutes. I just need for him to be able to establish one thing or the other. He's not scoring, and he's going to have to really be someone to utilize his wingspan defensively because he gets starts all the time.
And the thing with CJ Fair, and you guys have kind of seen this on the defensive side of the ball for Fair, that we've seen him and Sampson as Fair makes the second one. He's been just watching a lot of layups just go by him in the paint.
Need a little bit more aggressiveness out there for CJ Fair with his minutes. 48-46, charge on top. We just hit the 1 minute mark remaining in the second quarter. Here's Scoochie Smith at the top of the key, screened by Bonzi Colson. He's got the switch, but they swing it back over to the other side. Ja'Cory Williams working on Michael Mulder on the left block. And that one is swatted away. CJ Fair on demand with a block there, but Scoochie Smith scoops up the loose ball and went up with it, but we're going to see if this foul is on the ground on Jakar Sampson, and it's going to be two shots.
I think you're doing an amazing job doing this play-by-play on this end, right through the jacket of Nate Reinking, because he's standing right in your way. Now you know how I feel. It is brutal.
I feel like
this league.
I feel like a boxer trying to bob and weave to get a little bit of an angle as Scoochie Smith knocks down the first free throw.
I mean,
charge lead, 49-46.
I mean, they know you're doing play-by-play. They're just going to stand there camped out in front.
Rude. Better door than window as the second free throw is knocked down by Scoochie Smith. 50-46, charge on top with 39 seconds remaining here in the first half. Here's Walt Lemon Jr. at the top of the key. He's going to drive with the left hand, kicks it out. Mulder, top of the key, three-pointer, no good. That one is handled by Ja'Cory Williams with 26 on the game clock, 18 on the shot clock. Kobe Simmons seems to be running some time off the clock near midcourt as he's working on Raleigh Alkins. Here's a high screen set by Bonzi Colson. Simmons drops it down to Bonzi Colson working on Raleigh Alkins. Fade away down the baseline. No good. Great offensive rebound by Abdur Rahman. Kicks it out to Kobe Simmons. 4-3 at the buzzer. No good. And that'll end the first half here at the Sears Center Arena in Hoffman States, Illinois. The Canton Charge are on top, 50-46. You are listening to SportstownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network. We'll be back on the other side.